Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
All right, here we are on CNN with the author of the new book, We've Got Issues. You all know this guy, Dr. Phil McGraw. He's a former Ohio congressman and founder of the organization We the People, Tim Ryan. And she's an opinion editor at Newsweek and author of the forthcoming book, Second Class, Batya Ungar Sargon. Okay. All right, here are the questions. Dr. Phil, do you think President Biden should take a cognitive exam?
If you got people that have nothing to hide, hide nothing, so why not?
Okay. Dr. Phil again, what do you think of the increased popularity of polyamory and throuples?
It's insane.
Really?
Yeah. That doesn't work. I mean, people have enough trouble trusting one another in relationships as it is. If they're going to start adding in moving parts, that's not going to work.
Okay.
It's never worked.
Okay. First of all, this is what bothers me about when people make these pronouncements about the way another person lives their life. It doesn't
you
work.
Ask me.
It doesn't work. But you didn't. But your answer was it doesn't work for me. Your answer was it doesn't work. What
it's
works for me?
It doesn't work
for you.
No, it doesn't.
People
work.
Are different.
I've never tried it. I don't know what it works for me.
But people have. And other people like it. We're all different. Would you not allow that we're all different and people have different tastes?
Well, no, you're just saying how you feel. I don't care how you feel. I barely care how I feel. I'm talking about the facts. The statistics prove that doesn't work in a relationship.
They have statistics on throuples?
Yes.
But I could throw that in your face and say marriage doesn't work either. More than half of the people get divorced.
That's not true.
Well, half.
No.
And the people who stay are not exactly thrilled. Let's move on.
You kept changing your answer. You finally got it right.
Well, I finally got it right. Okay. All right.
Right.
Tim Ryan, is it a mistake for the Biden administration to stop exports of natural gas? Boy, talk about switching subjects.
Yeah.
You got the fun one.
Wow.
Do they risk losing key voters to Trump?
Yes, pausing the export of liquid natural gas. Natural gas is 40% of our energy system here in the United States.
Is that what Biden's doing now?
He put a pause on the export facilities.
Why?
Probably to try to get environmentalist votes. But the problem with that is that energy, natural gas is 40% of our energy mix here. We saw the greatest decrease in carbon in the world in the United States. We led the world in reduction of carbon from 2005 to 19 because natural gas displaced coal. And now I think it's a good idea that we continue to do that and export it to the coal-producing countries around the world. That would get us 70% of the way. And it could potentially hurt them with working-class voters in Western PA where natural gas has been a huge industry.
What are your thoughts on gas? For you, should Democrats be worried about the 100,000 uncommitted votes in the Michigan primary? Oh, yes, I read about this. Will protest votes over Biden's policy in Gaza cost him the election in the fall? If people don't know what we're talking about, Michigan just had a primary. Michigan has a large Muslim population. They're not too thrilled that Joe Biden is supporting Israel in its war. And so 100,000 people voted uncommitted. These are Democratic voters who apparently seem to be saying we are threatening to support Trump, a known lover of Muslims. But this is a wedge issue in the Democratic Party. The young people, the kids, and Muslim voters like this don't want him supporting Israel. Many other people do. What are your thoughts?
I think that the media really, really wants to put this narrative out there that Biden is going to lose Michigan over Gaza, when the truth is he's going to lose Michigan over 600,000 auto workers because his EV market was extremely punishing to auto workers. And like we said earlier, there's been this big realignment where working-class Americans are very, very, very much on the Trump train, people who used to be Democrats and used to vote for Democrats. And rather than admit that, this outrage that Democrats lost the working class vote and try to figure out how we can appeal to them again, they're looking for excuses and other things to blame, like, oh, this war in Gaza, or they'll call them deplorables, or they'll call them racists, you know, because they don't want to admit that Trump has picked up a lot of the policies that used to be Democratic policies in the 90s, like controlling the border, for example. The idea that an open border and mass migration is extremely punishing to the working class. It drives down their wages. It's class warfare against the working class. It is an upward transfer of wealth from the working class who end up competing with immigrants to the elites who end up employing them, and now they can employ cheap immigrants instead of having to pay working class Americans a living wage. Guys.
Yeah.
Took a while.
Bill. As someone who's completely apolitical, how do you feel about it?
I love migrants. I think we've got to figure a way to get them in. And people will be very surprised how educated some of these people are that are coming across the border. I mean, they're much better educated than people give them credit for. They're not all just coming for agricultural jobs or whatever.
Right.
Just real quick.
Yes.
We are seeing an increased need in energy in the United States. Okay?
Right.
We need more energy here because of the reindustrialization that's happening in the country between data centers and manufacturing, whether it's building electric, building batteries, building electric vehicles, building chips now in places like Ohio where we're finally reshoring chip manufacturing is creating a huge demand for energy. And so, you know, to just wave off Biden is not for the working class is, I think, really not fair. He has been the most pro-union president in the history of the United States of America, period.
Jim, let me ask you something.
Period.
What percentage of private sector workers are unionized? I know you know the answer to this.
Yeah, well, it's growing is what you need to know.
That's not the answer.
It is 6%.
What's the number?
6%. And the reason for that, unions have never been as popular as they are now. Popular in terms of you poll Americans, you say to them, how do you feel about unions? They feel really good about them, and they are not joining them. 6%. Why?
That is so.
Why?
Not,
why?
I'll tell you what.
Is so not true.
It is
I speak at union conventions. Every union president I talk to, they say, we're putting 1,000 new members into our union. Go talk to the iron workers.
Okay, but wait. I want to hear the answer why 6% if they said they like it.
Right. So why do they understand that? They understand that against a corporation, a worker has no power. They need collective bargaining.
Right.
They need representation. Why aren't they joining unions? I'll tell you why. Because in the 90s, the unions, which used to be very much pro-limiting immigration, did a 180 and decided that they were now going to support migration and mass migration. And as a result, union membership started to drop off. And so the unions show up and they say, we're for the workers, but we also support illegal workers. We also support mass migration. And in fact, when Trump sat down with the head of the Teamsters Union, which was, again, historic because usually unions don't even talk to Republicans, he sat down with him and they had a disagreement over immigration. I mean, to his credit, Sean O'Brien sat down with Trump and then, as a result of that meeting, gave the RNC $45,000, again, historic. Okay. Trump said, immigration is hurting workers. It's hurting union workers. And Sean O'Brien said, well, that's not our position.
But, Bill, this is...
Okay.
The union problem has been there has been a right-wing attack on organized labor for 40 or 50 years, making right-to-work states, going after them, making right-to-work state, making it impossible to join the union. I didn't see Donald Trump out on the picket line when the Amazon folks were trying to organize.
Okay.
There are thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans joining organized labor now.
All right.
They're growing in the ranks. And,
I got one more question. It's for Dr. Phil. As a doctor, what do you think of the recent report that more women are psychopaths than previously thought? You saw the story.
What?
It's so true.
Well, no, did you see the story?
No, but I can firsthand testify that it's true.
Did you see that story? More women are psychopaths than previously thought.
Thanks for joining us.
Okay.
See you next time.
All right. I guess you'll have to see it on his new network. What's it called?
Merritt Street Media.
Merritt Street Media. He's got a whole new operation going. Thank you, CNN. We'll see you next week.
Catch all new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.